In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. It is a new week. We are in the 11th week of Ordinary Time Church Year C. Today is Monday, the 17th of June, 2019. You are listening to Catholic Meditation, brought to you by the Communications Service of the Diocese of Kumba, Cameroon. Osla Ajebesone is the producer, Remitus Ellard, the webpage director, and for presentation, I am your host, Father Blessed Ambang Njume. Thanks for being a part of us. Let us pray. O God, strength of those who hope in you, graciously hear our pleas, and since without you mortal frailty can do nothing, grant us always the help of your grace, that in following your commands, we may please you by our resolve and our deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 6, verses 1 to 10. The Gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 38 to 42. I read from the first reading. As his fellow workers, we urge you not to let your acceptance of his grace come to nothing. As he said, at the time of my favor, I have answered you. On the day of salvation, I have helped you. Well, now is the real time of favor. Now the day of salvation is here. We avoid putting obstacles in anyone's way so that no blame may attach to our work of service. But in everything, we prove ourselves authentic servants of God by resolute perseverance in times of hardships, difficulties, and distress. When we are flogged or sent to prison or mobbed, laboring, sleepless, starving, in purity, in knowledge, in patience, in kindness, in the Holy Spirit, in a love free of affectation, in the word of truth, and in the power of God, by using the weapons of uprightness for attack and for defense. In times of honor or disgrace, blame or praise, taken for impostors, yet we are genuine. Unknown, yet we are acknowledged. Dying, yet here we are alive, scourged but not executed. In pain, yet always full of joy. Poor, yet making many people rich. Having nothing, yet owning everything. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
My way groweth drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night.
Do not be an obstacle. Do not be an obstacle. Dearly beloved, exactly a week ago, St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 to 7, exhorted us to encourage one another. As long as this today lasts, keep encouraging one another. Our meditation dwelt at length on how we can encourage others, and that we should make friends with those who rather encourage us. Today, reading from the same letter, the 6th chapter, St. Paul exhorts us not to put obstacles on others' way. If we do not encourage people, we discourage them. And if we do discourage them, then we put obstacles on their way to success and glory, so that they fall or do not make it. Obstacles are things that one finds on one's way that prevent smooth passage. Obstacles could be objects, they could be persons, or they could be actions. When athletes run, hurdles are obstacles on the way to the finish line. Injuries too are obstacles to their success or their story of glory. Roadblocks and bumps are obstacles for a car. Bad actions are obstacles because they have the potential of misleading, misguiding, or discouraging others. Persons can also be obstacles. While some are blessings to others on their way to success in salvation, some are obstacles. They would rather bring you down. Your friendship with them or coming across them only leads you far and farther away from your goals and from heaven. Obstacles could also be moral, that is, a bad moral behavior that influences others negatively. Obstacles could also be spiritual, that is, a bad Christian behavior that destroys the faith of others. Obstacles could also be physical, that is, the way we dress. Our poor dressing habits could be obstacles for others. Some are on the road of others' success as obstacles, using either diabolic or other means, causing failure, sickness, mishaps, or even death. If some do not succeed, one or two persons have been their obstacles, standing on and blocking their way to success. To be an obstacle is to be the reason for someone going to hell, that is, in the spiritual domain, or not realizing their dreams, goals, and ambitions, that is, in the physical domain. We can be obstacles to people by the things we do to them, by the things we say to them, or by who we are to them, because our actions influence them, especially those who look up to us. There is no denying the fact that a teacher who misbehaves would have been an obstacle to his or her students because they look up to them. Likewise, a parent who misbehaves is an obstacle to his or her kids, or a priest or pastor who misbehaves, an obstacle to their Christians. At least one person loses faith or becomes weakened in faith when they see or hear of our bad behavior. Not that they do not know we are human, but to whom much has been given, much more is expected. Luke chapter 12, verse 48. Our bad examples can be and are actually obstacles to others. Therefore, in today's reading, St. Paul exhorts us to avoid putting obstacles in anyone's way, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3, so that no blame can be put on us. Some obstacles are placed knowingly, while others are placed unknowingly. Jesus explains this further when he says, "Obstacles will sure come, but alas for the one through whom they come." Luke chapter 17 verse 1 and Matthew chapter 18 verse 7. Therefore, beloved, woe betide you if anyone should be led astray on your account. Matthew chapter 18 verse 6 and Mark chapter 9 verse 42. However, we also have to try to make a balance by striving to overcome obstacles. True, obstacles will sure come, but it is not to every obstacle that we must fall. Let us learn to jump and overcome hurdles and obstacles. When difficult moments come in life, They are hurdles and obstacles of life. Does it mean we just give in and fall away? No. We should learn to overcome them and move on. Some just fall to any and every obstacle. The Our Father prayer makes meaning, especially the corrected version by Pope Francis when it says, "Oh dear Lord, do not allow us fall into the ways of evil." St. Paul gives an example of themselves. They had been strength, not obstacles for the people. By their perseverance, especially in hardships, difficult moments, and turbulence, the people looked up to them. The Gospel, on the other hand, presents to us Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, which is the fifth chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel. The Sermon on the Mount is a series of teachings on some societal and emotional problems: anger, divorce, forgiveness. In today's portion, Jesus shows us how not to be an obstacle for others. It is by being a good example. How? He invites us not to revenge, not to pay evil for evil. God's good people, God's grace is abundantly upon us to be perfect examples for others. Do not waste that grace. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. Do not be the reason for which someone will go to hell. Do not be the reason for which someone will not succeed. Do not be the reason for which someone will fail. Do not be the reason for which someone will commit sin. Do not be an obstacle. For the many we have led astray, Lord, have mercy. For the many we have misled by our bad examples, Christ, have mercy. For the many who have stumbled, fallen, for the many we also made to stumble and fall, for the many we made not to realize their life's dream, Lord, have mercy. And for the grace always to hold the hands of others and to support them, rather than taking them to their way to success and glory, we pray for that grace always. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen. We wish you a very awesome and fulfilling week.